I'm Delta Work, and this is Very Delta. No need to adjust your viewing device. We are back, baby, and we are looking good. I hope you like cleavage, because Miha is on the show with us today, and it's my birthday! But first, do you want to see me go off? Because I think you want to see me go
off. M.
Oh.
M.
Mom!
Are you a lady like me? Introspective, beautiful. Oh, are you intellectual like me? Beguiled by a bargain? You like wild times? Like me? Are you serving the community like me? Well, if you are, then you must be Very Delta.
I'm Delta Work, and this is Very Delta, a luxury public access podcast and YouTube talk show where I look gorgeous, speak extemporaneously, and invite fascinating people to sit on the couch and get Very Delta. Very Delta is for the woman who deserves a little treat on her commute home because it's her birthday. Yay! But first, let's get into some things that are Very Delta.
Go off Delta!
Welcome back. It is a new year and a new set. I am so excited and proud about the facelift that Very Delta has received. Thanks so much to Forever Dog, Mom Podcast, and everyone who makes this possible. This is exactly the color palette that is Very Delta. This is what we need. This is what we are having moving forward. This is the trajectory of Very Delta. I mean, look at the color palette. Look at a space for handbags. Look who's made a return. This one. I love her. This is all. This was created specifically for me to my dimensions. I called my girl and I said, this is the idea. I need the boss desk, but I also want it to look. This is going to be regional, this reference. But I kind of want it to look like Swenson's. Have you ever been to Swenson's before? I wanted the desk to look like that. So I had my girl just create it from the ground up. And listen to that. That's sturdy. I can sit on this. I can have sex on this if I want to. And I will, because guess what? It's my birthday. Yay! We haven't talked in a long time. It's been like since before Christmas and before New Year's. And I've had a bone to pick the whole time. See, I knew this was going to happen. I knew all the way back in October, the end of October. I knew that this was going to happen. The reason I knew this was going to happen is because the seed was planted. When Black Friday sales began at the beginning of October and we're all online, I knew this. There's not going to really be like an in-store Black Friday the way that we remember it. Do you remember people going to outside of Target and setting up tents and having hot chocolate and waiting for, I don't know, a gaming system or a TV to be at the point where people could afford it and it was going to be like a surprise for the family? None of that happened because everything was online. You had to make all of your purchases, which I did get a few good deals. I'm not going to say that I didn't. Half of it I returned because, you know. And by the way, what is a restocking fee? Why are we still doing restocking fee? Why do I have to pay you to put it back on the shelf? If I can't try it on until it gets here, it's not like I left booty juice all over it. Like, I get it. Like, if you, like, tried something on and you didn't bathe and so you send it back and they're like, we have to charge you a restocking fee because we smelled the crotch of it and we smell balls. But since there was no Black Friday, that was the foreshadowing that there would be no after Christmas sales because everything was gone for Halloween before Halloween even got here. The Black Friday sale was, I don't know, preempted or they got rid of it or whatever. And then Christmas, I'm talking 2 weeks before Christmas, I couldn't even locate pre-made bags of bows to put on presents. I had to make my own bows, which of course I love to do. Do you have bow makers? Do you have bow makers? I have bow makers. I love making bows for gifts. It's so fun to do. However, there are small gifts where I'm like, I want like a blue bow and a red bow and I want some curling ribbon. It's therapeutic for me. Why do they still put butterscotch and white bows in bags? Why are those always the bows that are completely smashed? Do you ever see that? Do you ever get a gift? Like, whenever I wrap a gift, I stress out because I have to then stack. Did I just lose the nail? Nail glue? No, I just put it back on like this. This is live theater, some of this. Look at that. By the way, are you getting these? Are you getting these? These nails are by a company called Wigs by Hurricane, and they were gifted to me. And you're mad. Anyway, the bows, the white bows, the butterscotch bows, the flat bows. When I put bows and ribbons and still life, like I put picks and stuff on my gifts, you know, I love it. You know this. I stress out because then I have to like carry those gifts. What's that? I lost a rhinestone on my nail. Okay, it's fine. This is fine. Well, this is not going to ruin our birthday. This is our birthday. Yay! You know what? I tell people this all the time. You run into people that will always say, oh, girl, so sorry I forgot your birthday, but I'll get you next year. Uh-uh. Don't let those people off the hook. I tell this to everybody. It is your birth season, right? When you celebrate your birthday. So they can miss the date, and that's fine. You don't have to hold them accountable for that. But they have the whole season to celebrate you, to take you to Cheesecake Factory, to buy you gift cards, to sing you a song, to help you fold socks, to do any of those things. So be open to receiving their love and hold them fucking responsible to love you. Do you know what I'm saying? Anyway, the bows. I get stressed out. Like, when my bows get smashed, or people are, if I give you a gift, I don't want it manhandled. You have to set it down properly because I want you to appreciate it. I put a lot of love into wrapping these gifts. So anyway, I couldn't find any fucking bows 2 weeks before Christmas. And that's when I knew these stores aren't replenishing anything. They're like, you're going to get what you're going to get. And then it's gone. And that's it. We don't have any more for you. We're moving into the new year. We're walking. We're moving. We're changing our minds. Like, I mean, why? Why did it have to be that way? Why does it have to be no after Christmas sale? So I go looking for after Christmas sales on the 26th. I have a friend, I'm not going to say who it is, but they went to Hobby Lobby because they said, oh my gosh, they have such good deals. And I'm like, they want to kill us at Hobby Lobby. You're obviously not going to be safe in there. You're a flaming homosexual. But they went anyway. And you know what? They didn't even find anything good. So I say, too bad. That's what you get. But I went to Michael's and I got a few things here and there, but it wasn't exactly what I thought it was going to be. It used to be so cool after Christmas, slashing prices. Everything is available. You're going to get such a good deal for next year. I used to buy bows and big things of ribbon, and Target would have their schedule. It would be like 30 off candy, but 50 off of everything else. Then that would move to 70. Then it would move to 90. And like within a week, everything was gone. Girl, these stores, I went to Walmart. Everything was down to one little aisle. All that was there was like, I don't know, a bunch of broken ornaments, maybe some Christmas lights that nobody liked the color on. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be. Although I will tell you, in 2023, when I moved into the new house, I got a Christmas tree. I bought a big Christmas tree, right? Like the enormous Christmas tree. And it was gorgeous, and we had to pay out the butt for it. But I was like, you know what? This is the tree that I've wanted. And then when I did go online to the after Christmas sale, I found a cardinal red Christmas tree that's almost 8 feet tall, and it is gorgeous. It's like flocked. And I was like, I have to have this. But where am I going to put it? Because now I have two almost 8-foot trees. So I think one of them's going to have to go in the bedroom next year. And then the 6-foot that's in the bedroom is going to go in the guest room. I think that's fair, right? I put two trees in the in my dressing room at home. But then when we cleaned up here at the studio and went on hiatus, which we were on hiatus, and you know that. So stop bullying me about where's the new Very Delta. Like, I appreciate the support. You know that. Like, I do gag a little bit when people send me a message because I'm like, wow, people do love, right? They want to share. People are very, very Joshua, very Emily, very, very people out there. But some people are like, girl, get your episodes together. Like, people like get like violent. And I'm like, baby, if you followed me from the beginning, you would know that you were on winter break with me before, and then we came back to a birthday. So here we are, right? People were mad at me. Don't be mad. Look at what you came back to. We open the door to this beautiful new set, a beautiful new at. Well, I don't have a beautiful new attitude. I would say it's a new me. It's the same shit. You know what's going to happen, right? I'm going to bitch about after Christmas sales because I am legitimately bothered. I wanted to go in. I remember I would go in and I would be like, get like little tiny ornaments that I would put in wigs for the following year for Christmas. I would find cool shit. I would say, oh, next year, let's do the tree this color. And next year, let's do this tree like this. And let's use all of these things for decorate. Nothing available. And 99 cent store? Girl, I expected more out of you because you really bring it at Christmas. 99 and Dollar Tree, they bring it. They give you the deals. And I get it. It's only $1.29. However, that Christmas stuff does not need to hang around all the way through the middle of January. You need to get that stuff moving, right? So why are you not discounting that? Slashing prices! We need to go in. Slashing prices! Slashing prices! One day it's 50 off. The next day it's 70 off. I went in the other day and they still had a fucking artificial Christmas tree sitting over on the side where like window cleaner was or whatever. And that poor thing was still 50% off. Oh, for God's sake. I mean, and still even at 50 off at $17.99. And I wanted to take it because I just, you know, I have an addiction, I think. I have an addiction to having these Christmas. When we cleaned up here, that's what I was going to say. When we cleaned up here, Dipper, who we've taken this this phrasing that he used. I always, when I hear people say things and I'm like, wow, that's really elegant. And I love it. And I'll take it and I'll use it and I'll tell it to people. So-and-so said that. And I repeat it. He said to me, hey, Delta. And he was gentle. You know, he's always gentle. But he said to me, hey, Delta, we're going to do X, Y, and Z today. These are the things that are happening. And also, I have a few things that are available for you to take home. And the thing that was nice about that is I have been packing all of this stuff in his office for over a year now, right, Krista? There was still pumpkins in there. But I took that phrasing and I thought he could have said, hey, can you get your shit out of here? There's so much shit floating around. But he didn't. He was like, these things are, and I thought, oh, I froze for a second. And I was like, I'm going to use that from now on. Hello, hi, these items that you, your trash here, it's available for you to remove. Thank you for removing that from the Davenport or wherever, you know, the area is. So I loved that. But in the stuff that he had there was another like 4.5, 5 foot Christmas tree that we used at some point that just got buried in one of the rooms here. And like a reindeer that I had been looking for. And so then I realized like I didn't even know I had that Christmas tree or that it was missing. And now I'm in line at 99 cent store thinking like, do I need to buy this tree? Because it's like, and the only reason I didn't buy it is because it was a white tree, but it had clear lights. But my obsession is getting one that had like multicolored lights. So it's my birthday and one of my favorite people ever is here. I'm super, super excited. It is going to be so much fun. Again, I am here to receive love. I'm here to give love. I'm here to drop my Venmo. I'm here to invite you to come to my Instagram page where I have a link tree with my Venmo there and a full place for you to send me blessings in cash so that I can keep buying new bras for my new rack. Don't you like to see your girl in nice things? Don't you like to see your girl take a break? Well, either way, I'm going to take a break.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah, and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is. You won't be able to look away as you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. Can you imagine setting your son up to seduce a king? Girl, I couldn't take my eyes off the screen as I watched this historical psychodrama unfold. The show is full of wit, scandal, and action in a genre-bending story that is as sexy and audacious as it gets. You need to check it out. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and on the Stars app. My guest today is not somebody who is everyone's sis.
No.
She's not everyone's daughter.
No.
But she is Miha.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are you serving the community like me?
Are you perched on the brand new couch like you?
Nailed.
Nailed?
Like Christ.
You know what I love is that you do not succumb to anything that has to do with comfort if mm-hmm. it compromises your full look.
Mm-hmm.
That's you. I mean, that's just the way you are and you've always been.
I can't breathe. I mm-hmm. can't feel my knees or my feet.
See, but the thing is, you're corseted and you're bodied and you have all that. I can't feel my knees or see my feet, and I'm not even wearing a corset. So you have a reason.
Is your neck darker than your face?
No.
Then you're fine.
Then I'm okay.
Yeah, you're fine. When it starts to change color, then you have to go to the doctor. That's what my cousins tell me.
I know somebody who does have that.
Me too. A lot of people.
But wait, we were hanging out and she was talking about that she was making out with Trade. And she like shows, she's like, yeah, wait, she said he left hickeys. And then she
you
went like that.
See him.
No, it was worse than that.
No.
The color had changed to lighter. No. So we couldn't figure out if it was like maybe the pigmentation was taken away.
No.
Or it was like, it was, I don't know if it was dirt.
Oh.
Fuck. Can you imagine if you didn't know, like, I don't know if you have diabetes or you have dirt.
Well, I feel like you could be like a sickening hood rat if you have like the diabetic neck, uh-huh. because then when people suck on it, you don't see the hickeys.
Right.
Nice.
But you kind of want, I mean, if you're going to get them, you might as well show them off.
I think like if you're big, like if you're a person of size like us, everyone just assumes already that we have every disability known to obesity.
Right.
So I think that you should just contour your neck dark anyway,
uh-huh.
so people, and then you can just get away with more things.
Yeah, I think that's
park
true.
In the handicap, cut the line.
I sometimes think, like, I remember when we first started doing Very Delta, I would go so dark, but then I wouldn't know where to stop, and then I was like, do I just keep going dark and then
stop.
Just contour it right here and then just put it white?
The girls do that now. They change color.
Yeah. Mm. Well, you know, a lot of girls, what they do now is all hip pads, no tits.
Oh, see,
you don't like that look.
I think it's fine if you're doing like football drag.
Right.
But I'm already shaped like a football player out of drag.
Uh-huh.
So I like the hourglass.
Yeah, you do. You do.
I just think it's like lazy. It's half.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are people of all shapes. Like, I feel like your little, what is she, a statue?
Like, this lady
I
here?
Feel like she could have bigger boobs.
Yeah, she could.
But like, that's fine. There are people that look like that. So I think there's, but just, is that the like representative for all of us?
Right.
Like, so now we all have to be shaped like that. Like, what's wrong with titties? Make titties cool again.
I remember when I first started doing drag, everyone had boobs. Nobody had hip pads.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Because they didn't really know. Not everyone knew how to do them.
I have stomach. So if you corset, you can also stomach doubles as hips if you know how to wear the right panty.
Mm-hmm. Bitch, you have been so busy lately. Mm. You've been performing more and more. I know you were just recently up north.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sacramento. Yes. There are Chicanos in Sacramento.
A lot.
Right.
A lot. And you were doing a brunch.
I did a brunch.
Do you have a preference for like a brunch or just like a midnight hotspot somewhere? Like what is...
No, I prefer like a late show.
Uh-huh.
Like I love like... You know when they put on the flyer, oh, the show starts at 10, but it starts at 11.
Right.
I love that. And I like to do one number.
Oh, that's ideal. That is ideal.
I know it's fucking lazy, but I love a one-number gig.
No, you give a full fantasy, a full look. You know
the
what I mean?
The brunch is traumatizing.
It's hard.
Four numbers?
It's hard.
Bitch.
Yeah, it is hard. And because especially like brunch is always kind of like the people who are watching, it's kind of their party and you're providing the color to the party. And so like sometimes you want to do your shit and then they're like, what is this? And you're like, what is this not?
Right.
What, this is it.
It's not a lot.
It's not a lot. You are so dumb.
But you give a lot for those brunches. But it's fun. It also like showcases you to a group of people that maybe wouldn't see you normally.
Right.
Which some of those people don't deserve to see me. I realize that after the brunch.
Mm-hmm.
When they're like, could you give like a birthday shout out to my cousin?
Right.
Does your cousin know who I am? No, but loves gay people.
Oh, yeah. And they assume that you probably know that person anyway, because every gay person knows one another.
Right.
Yeah.
Are they Latino? No. They're going to look at me and be like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
What? Okay. So say you are going to go to a gig and it's going to be one number, mm-hmm. and they're going to pay you $1 zillion. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a writer involved. What would be on Miha's writer?
Do you have a connection to this job?
I have none of those jobs.
What is this?
You see what I post on my shit.
Okay, so I'm very temperature sensitive. Mm-hmm. So cold. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would almost even, that would overdraw everything else, actually.
Mm-hmm.
If you could promise me that it could be like a comfortable 60 degrees continuously.
Right.
Then I would need nothing else.
I think a lot of people do believe that this like has to do, especially like for big girls that are performers. But, you know, when Trixie Mattel came here, I remember her only request was make sure it's ice cold.
Mm-hmm. She's a big girl.
She's enormous. Mm-hmm. Enormous person.
I feel like she's big.
Yeah.
Like, it takes if not her body, her neck is definitely big because her wigs look heavy.
Right. Well, I'm wearing her dress right now.
Right.
So, yeah, we are the same size.
Right, just let it out.
But, you know, but that's the thing. Like, most people that do drag are like, I want it fucking ice cold.
Full-length mirror
fans.
Mm-hmm.
Not people that are unfamiliar with drag or, like, people that came to watch the show just coming to hang
out. No boyfriends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate people's boyfriends.
But what about if you want like your like what? How many friends?
No,
you
all my friends can come.
Absolutely,
I don't want nobody else's friends.
Absolutely,
because my friends get it.
Right. Like, well, because our friends are do this or do something adjacent to this. Mm-hmm. Photographers, makeup artists, hairdressers.
Right. So everybody has a purpose.
Yes.
So if I need someone, like, bitch, grab that glue. I don't need someone being like, what are you going to use the glue for?
Right. Everything
to glue your mom's pussy shut, bitch. Like,
have you done that before?
Oh, I've glue has dropped in places where it shouldn't drop.
Yeah, it does. It does.
I have gotten it in the corner of my lip before. That didn't stop me.
And you just kept going?
Oh, just kind of stroked it.
Do the boys love Miha?
A certain type of boy loves
Miha. What's a certain type?
English as a second language.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No hair.
Oh, okay.
Not tall. Even I would like them to be tall because I'm tall. They're never wealthy.
No.
They drive really nice cars.
How do they do that, do you think?
I don't know. I will tell you, in the hood, you would be fascinated. People have the most beautiful cars, most beautiful television sets, mm-hmm. the nicest clothes.
Right. I've heard things fall off of trucks. That happens for a lot of people.
Oh, see, well, that's my type.
Yeah.
If you can find things that happen to disappear,
mm-hmm.
or if you can make people disappear.
Mm-hmm. You like Sydney. That. You oh, like yeah, that. I love that. What fragrance are you wearing that smells so good?
I am wearing, it's a discontinued J'adore. It's called Absolu. Okay. And it is like basically the J'adore fragrance, but the concentrated version.
Oh.
So it's like the absolute like essence of the scent.
Uh-huh.
And so I get it on eBay now, and a little goes a long way. Can you smell me from here?
I can. It smells really, really good.
Are you living?
You know, you are a huge redhead fan. You love the hair color red.
I only do coppers.
You only do that. And whenever we've worked together, I always think to myself, as much as I love that color and I want to wear that color, I don't want to wear it because I know that Miha is known for that. And
they're going to compare us anyway.
They're going to compare us anyway. But then I always think, like, I do love wine. Like, I feel like there's something.
Mm.
There's a certain girl. Because we always talk about certain girls in certain looks. We've talked
right.
before about, like, a cha-cha and a chola and a veterana
right.
and all those
right,
things.
Right.
And so when you look at certain hair, even when we were talking right now,
right.
we were saying, like, you were like, I like this gelled look because I don't want it to look too teased. I want it to look dense. And then I'm teased and I'm like, ooh, I like it fried. Like,
right.
I want the fried look. And there's a space for both of those looks.
I feel like this color I like because it's very the like. Like, if hair had genders, it would be like the non-binary.
Oh,
like,
okay.
It wouldn't be like, It's not dark, but it's not light. It's like right in between. It plays a little bit of both. It's like the color that you achieve before you get to blonde, or if you can't get to blonde.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
If you can't get to blonde, you like settle for this. And so people are like, oh, girl, like, why are you a redhead, or why is it orange? Like, that's not very Latina. And I'm like, it's very Latina.
It's extremely.
Yeah. How many homegirls and moms and sisters did we know with orange hair growing up?
Yes.
And I don't think they wanted their hair to be orange. It was just.
Mm-hmm. I can remember a time not long ago. I mean, you could probably still find it in some salons.
Right.
Like you know, Leti Salon or whatever.
Leti,
where
Betty.
People will pay for rayitas. They will pay $10 a foil. And they don't realize, like, some people are like, I have $40. That's all I'm getting. Mm-hmm. So just do me right here and then do me two back here. So when I pull my hair up,
right.
You know what I mean?
So then you could see and she goes, oh, bitch, her hair has the works.
Uh-huh.
But then if she lets it down. But it's kind of sickening because you can be like, have two looks. Like if it's down, it's all black.
Yeah.
And you know, it was never like brown with, it was like black and then highlights.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want to like pay the extra to dye the whole head.
Right. Yeah. And the color like looks like you opened a caramello bar. Oh. And like this, it just twirls down like that.
Mm-hmm. Caramello.
Do you eat caramellos? Mm-hmm. What's your candy bar?
My go-to is, I love like a special edition Reese's. So I love like a Reese's egg. For
Easter. Oh, that's the perfect candy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I like it not frozen, but like more than refrigerated.
Okay.
So I prefer to like leave the egg in the freezer for maybe like 15 minutes and then pull it out and eat it mm-hmm. before it like transitions into frostbite. Uh-huh. But I like the Reese's Christmas trees.
Yep.
Those are sickening.
I love Reese's, but I don't like those ones that have the little foil that look like a cupcake and mm-mm. you have to peel.
No, 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 no.
It's too much work.
I don't do all that.
I want.
No. And I do not do the pumpkins. So I don't do the Halloween Ooh. Reese's. Because I don't know what it is about Halloween candy. It's always fucked up.
Really?
It's always fucked up. So there's always going to be like a thumbprint in it. Or like the face is going to be fucked up. If I'm going to buy a candy with a face in it, I want the face to be pretty.
Right. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't experienced that.
Halloween
but
candy is always fucked up. It's always old. Like they'll use the old candy and then put it in a new bag. So you think you're getting like a fresh batch. And then you'll be like, oh, girl, like why is this fucking like sucker tastes like it has mothballs? Like,
where are you buying your candy?
Ralph's.
They have a good selection of stuff. So I think you've got to be right.
Are you like, I'm always right.
You are always right.
Are you like a Stater Brothers girl or Albertsons?
No. Where do
Whole Foods?
okay, so I go to Mendocino Farms to buy
no,
me. No,
you don't.
No, we go to Stater Brothers sometimes
or
Walmart. You don't go to Walmart? Oh, you swear?
Swearing.
Why?
You can't. I'm a Target girl.
No, I go to Target too, but you know, Target doesn't always have everything. She's not doing Walmart. That's fine.
It.
You don't have to. You don't have to do Walmart if you don't want to. That's fine. Let's take a break.
Don't, bitch, we look like the Mary Jane girls. When you wake up in the morning. Bring me breakfast in my bed.
Mm-hmm. We are back with Miha. It is my birthday show celebration, which is always super, super fun. I always want my favorite people to be here. Last year, Jules was here. I'm so excited that you're here. Yeah, and we're going to be
all together celebrating.
Yeah, this is the beginning of the week of things that are going to be happening. I have to showcase this beautiful bust that you gave me as my gift. I don't know if you can see all of that there, but
she's so gorgeous.
These are not only difficult to track down in amazing condition, but they're difficult to find with beautiful faces.
Right.
And I have a couple that I like, but they're kind of ugly.
Oh, she's gorgeous, right?
Not her. She is stunning. And when the thing about these is that like these can all be broken. Right. And people will still have them and I'll have them too. But something like this, they're not only hard to track down, they are a pretty penny. And I really appreciate this. You always give killer gifts.
You're hard to shop for because it's like, what do you give someone that has everything you need?
Stop.
Because you're very much the girl like, oh, I think I need a new perfume. You'll go buy it. Like, oh, like when you want
kind
it.
Of it's hard. No? Like for Christmas gifts and stuff.
Right.
I think you're right. But you do that too. Like,
but you're eclectic. So it's that makes it easy for me because I do know how to
right
to find used.
Well,
used
you pay,
things.
But you study people and you pay attention to people. Not a lot of people do that. People
you
just
study people too.
Yeah, that's what we do. That's like our favorite thing. We could people watch all day long, just sit and be like, look what they're doing. Look how they're doing it. And that's the thing. We've had this conversation all the time about the breakdown of the women who inspire us and the women in our families who we take a little bit from. And some people would consider certain women to be not glamorous, but we're like, nah, the way she does that is glamorous. You may not think the whole package is, but trust me, the way we take it and apply it, and then it becomes glamorous, right?
And I also love to like think about how people can take things and apply it. Like I'll say like, oh, bitch, you know, like sickening on her, like if she had a neck.
And then
wore like necklaces, like sickening. No, I can see
it getting
your neck.
Buried.
No. My neck is gone,
black?
but it's okay for us to have little to no neck though because we have cleavage.
Right.
Now, but if you're like a bitch that's like, again, padded but no titties, you should have a neck.
Right.
Because
if somebody doesn't have any neck,
then
is
necklace.
It okay if they throw neck?
Ew.
Does that help at all?
I guess it's throwing chest.
Throwing chest.
Shoulders.
Right. I don't even know where we were, but I have something that I have to ask you.
Oh, no.
If you go to a kickback at somebody's house, are you afraid of a white chair?
Oh, my gosh.
Because it's different in and out of drag, right? It is a little bit different, but you got these pads.
First of all, I cannot fit into a white chair. But in everyday life, I'm also afraid of one.
Right.
I'm afraid of benches, too, because, like, one time we were at a park, and this, mind you, this is full man, too. This is not the beast. And we go and sat down, and then the bench totally, like, lifted on the other side. There was people on the
other
side, too.
Shut up. There was
not. I swear to God. I sat, and then it was like, vroom. I was like, no! I'm afraid of seating in general. So everything you just, you got to work on your core strength and your lower body strength, and you kind of got to squat down and do like a cheek at a time. So if the first cheek doesn't break soil, then you're okay.
Right.
So then you put the second cheek down, and if the back legs go in, you're fucked. But if all four legs go in at once, you're okay.
Right.
Because then you'll just evenly sink in. You're steady, you're balanced. But if only the back legs go down, get up and get out.
Yeah, this is true. There is a theory to all of it. Whenever I go to a restaurant, like if I see the seating, I'm like, I want my back against the wall so I can see who's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be sitting in the middle of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely, maybe it's different for everybody else, I'm not sitting in a motherfucking booth.
Oh, I'll leave.
I will leave immediately.
I will leave.
And I'm not even going to make up a story. I'm going to say, I did not know. Like,
guilt trip them. You make them feel bad.
I don't eat at Islands. Because I've never seen a motherfucking table in there.
Also, don't eat at Islands.
Don't eat at Islands
anyway. It's not classy.
It's not classy?
It's not.
They have like expensive hamburgers.
It's not classy. It's not.
What's a classy
place? There's nothing glamorous about. Like, I feel like In-N-Out's more glamorous because it's like retro.
Yeah.
It's cute. Like, there's a line. There's never a line to
If you had to pick an order, because you just said that. If you had to pick an order between In-N-Out or a Tam's or Tommy's. Which one are you going to first, second, third?
No, it'd be Tam's on Alameda in Compton. That one's the best one.
It is the best one.
And they put a full block of cheese.
Oh, they don't even need to grate it. They just set it.
No, just there. So when they close the container, by the time you're home, it's melted.
Yeah. And it's like a glaze almost. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to like bite something.
It's oily.
It picks up the whole thing. It's like
a glosses brick. Your lips.
It's like this. It comes up like that.
Oh yeah, that one. I'm born and raised in LA, and I know as like a California girl, people champion In-N-Out. It's whatever.
Yeah, I'll eat it.
Oh,
I'm not
going
to argue it,
yeah.
But I'm like, I don't understand how you can't cook the fries. Like, what's the problem? Why are they?
No. It doesn't matter how animalistic you make them.
Mm-mm.
The best fries are actually from a burger joint. They're like the thick cut.
Yep.
Super fried. You can even ask from Well Done, but if there's like fast food rallies has the best fries.
Oh, for sure. And they know it because they even went larger than large with the Fry Lover XL, it's called.
And it comes in the large cup.
Like this.
So your Diet Coke would come in that cup. And then that's what you upgrade your fries to as well.
And I'm a big fan of Jack in the Box just because it's always open. And so I've like wrapped myself around that. But they try to make their curly fries like rallies fries and it doesn't happen.
I used to have a friend that worked at McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
And McDonald's fries are only good in a car.
That's what I've been saying.
No, but I will buy fries for the car. Mm-hmm. But I used to have a friend that used to work there. And then he used to be like, oh, sis, give me the give me the cup full of rice.
Yeah.
And then we just eat them in the car.
Yeah. That's how you have to do it. 100%. We have to talk about your mother, who is the shit.
Period.
1,000%. How luscious is Luscious Massacre?
She's big. She's glamorous.
Yeah.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
She's mean. She's disgusting.
Oh.
She's rude.
No.
Yeah.
No.
In like a really nice way though.
Okay.
Like, oh baby, come here, let me fix that. Like she's telling you that your makeup's messed up, but she's gonna fix it for you.
But I mean, when you have an authority on makeup telling you that, it's kind of like a blessing.
Right.
You know what I mean? You would want that.
Right. I love her so much. I'm first and foremost will always be a fan of Luscious. Mm-hmm. I have the honor of being her friend and only drag daughter. Mm-hmm. And it will stay that way. People always say, how, you know, oh, I would love to be your daughter to her. And she always tells them, oh, no, honey, Miha will eat you in the womb. You will not even come. You will not even come to life. You will never be born. She will eat you.
Wow.
I just feel like there's so much talent. Like, she's and like an Emmy award-winning makeup artist. Like, her beat is, like, unrivaled. I'm a sickening hairdresser. Like, I do sickening drag. So I was like, who? Like, we'd have to find someone that was, like, equally as sickening.
And her personality.
And I don't know if that person exists.
Wow. They don't.
They don't. They don't even. What about,
do you have a daughter?
No.
Will you ever have a daughter?
Will it change my size? I don't know if I can get any bigger.
Really?
Yeah, because I feel like even imaginary children, like, I think it's like a relationship. So when people start having children, they get fatter. Did you get fatter when you had Ozma?
Well, Ozma was, I mean, I don't know if I can be saying this in all 50 states, but Ozma was an abortion that lived.
No.
Yeah, she crawled out of me. It was after a night at the bathhouse. When I gave birth, what really happened was that when they were hosing everything down.
Wasn't human, though.
She wasn't human. She's human.
Human.
She's more human than human, but she's a witch. And I'm looking at you right now, Ozma, if you're watching this. I know you could kill me with your eyes and with one of your hexes. I don't believe in you. Look, I have Christ on my side.
No.
I have Christ.
No.
Let's take a break. And we are back. No, this next segment is the segment we call Read Me Delta.
No.
Which I think not a lot of people that hear it the way we hear it.
Read Me Delta!
Because some people think, like, read the letter. We're like,
gonna read?
This is a reading.
Are we going to read?
We might have to. Sometimes, you know, people send letters and it's just like a fun conversation. And some people are like, am I really that ugly? And it's like, don't ask. If you're really that ugly, because we'll tell you.
Do you think you're really that ugly?
Right. Because if you're asking, I think you already kind of know.
Well, I just, you know, like kind of put our toes in the water.
Right.
Do you think you're really that ugly? I don't. But do you think you're really that ugly?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
lip gloss would help.
Right. You just have to do a little touch up. If you want to send in a letter, send it to readmedelta@gmail.com. We will take any of your questions about, ginger hair or makeup. Right. There was one thing that, you know, I pay attention to you for a lot of different things, not just, your references, but also cosmetics. And baby, you got me hooked on Sweet Street eyeliner.
Queen.
The Wing Queen liner is not playing. And whether you do something simple, like I don't have a ton of liner on, but it takes me all the way through. It doesn't crack. It's not funny. You will paint the whole thing through and it does not move.
It's like velvety.
And they were recognized like as like the leading.
I think they won like the Allure Beauty Award or something.
Yes.
Like a year or two ago.
Yeah. You got to look into that shit. I mean, if you're trying to do wings and things.
And Latina owned.
Yes. And Latina owned. Okay, this first letter says, hey, Delta and Miha. Within the last few years, there's been this trend of decorating around the home with gnome plushies. Mm. Places like TJ Maxx and Ross will sell seasonal ones, such as a gnome with a shirt that's orange and black or a bat print on it for Halloween. What are your thoughts on this? Personally, I hate them. Gnomes belong outside your house in the garden in the spring and summer.
No.
They should be adjacent to decorations like fairies or mushroom decor. I shouldn't be seeing gnomes next to Santa Claus and his reindeer. It's as if someone took one of those ceramic pumpkin decorations, painted it red, white, and blue, and used it to decorate for the 4th of July. It's just not right. Lauren W. Are you a gnome fan?
Is it Lauren, like Lauren Hill, or Lauren, like Sophia Loren, or?
I don't know if it's Lauren or Loren. You know,
Loren, I like that.
You like Loren? Like when people say Ralph Lauren or Ralph Lauren?
Yeah, Loren.
I always look to the, like, sometimes I'll look shit like that up. Or I'll ask people.
Well, I think if their name is Loren, then I would take their opinion on gnomes more seriously.
Because you know what? Like, you wouldn't be Lorenzo. You would be Lorenzo.
Lorenzo, yeah.
I've asked people this before, and I'll ask you, how come people call Deborah Deb or Debbie, but they never call her bruh?
Or why do they say Deborah? Why do they say Deborah?
Like Deborah.
Me too.
Deborah. But what if you're D-E-B-R-A? That's like a
breed. Because then I just call you Bor.
Right. Fucking Borah.
I'm Borah.
Do you like gnomes? Are you a gnome? You don't like gnomes.
Are they ugly?
You know, they're just like little, like they always have a beanie down like this. They kind of look, actually, they look a bit like
the people that come to our drag shows.
No, they.
Because there's a type of person that comes to a Delta work in a Miha drag show.
What do they look like?
Like the beanies.
Oh, shorts, yeah. Well, that's why I think a gnome bearded. Kind of looks like a Nordic cholo, if that was possible.
Nordic cholo.
Yeah. Because a cholo would be like this, and they would have their hands down. Like, and that's what the gnomes kind of look
like. Yeah, but I don't want them in my house. The garage.
They do have beards, so they probably wouldn't like you because you said smooth.
No, a hairless on top of the head.
Oh, just up top.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not really sure if Miha's into men.
Oh, really?
Can there be female gnomes? Or...
Yes, there can be whatever you want.
Noma?
Noma?
Nomi.
Where are my nomihas?
Noma. I would have nomas in my house, but I wouldn't have nomas. No.
I know people who keep up a Christmas tree all year round and they decorate that for holidays. And, you know, if that floats your boat, I say go for it. I have noticed that trend with gnomes all throughout the year.
Is that festive?
It's not for me.
Or laziness?
I don't know. I think people don't want to release their love of Christmas. I love Christmas like the craziest person in the world. But when it's done, it's done. And I don't keep it throughout the year.
How can we get to your birthday if we're holding on to...
Right.
How can we lose weight if Christmas isn't over?
We're not trying to do any of that.
Yeah, but I know, no.
When do you stop eating tamales? Or do you ever?
After Christmas.
You stop? And then will you have one throughout the year at some point?
I love a happy new diet. I love a happy new diet. I do love it.
What's a happy new diet?
Like the new year and you start a new diet. New year.
Are you on a diet right now?
No.
No? You just love it for other people.
No. I tried and then I failed. And then so I set like these little milestones. I'm like, after I do Very Delta, I'll start my diet.
Okay. Because we're going to be partying.
So tomorrow. So your birthday party is next Wednesday.
Right.
And so I'll start next Thursday.
No, because you have to clear. You have to clear
Monday,
out the full
season. The following Monday.
Right, exactly. The full season.
So February 1st. Let's do February 1st.
Wait, what's your astrological sign?
An Aquarius.
Wait, what date?
February 15th.
You're going to have to wait till after that then.
The 16th.
No, not even. You have to wait till March. Because
March
1st. Like do Pisces season.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, March
1st. It's only fair and it only makes sense. You don't want to set yourself up for
failure.
That.
And I want to fit into everything that I have right now. Yeah. Okay, so no gnomes. I don't like gnomes.
Gnomes.
I don't want them.
No gnomes.
No
and
to the
also...
gnomes. Yes to nomas. No to gnomes.
What is this? This next letter is from... I don't even think this is mine. This next letter is from Spectrum Business.
Oh.
And it says, do not bend.
No, that's for you.
Do you ever like open, real quick, do you ever open like an envelope and you think something else is in there? Like say somebody gives you a card, right? And you go to open it and two things happen. Like right now, the edge of this was here.
Right.
And I thought maybe they put a picture, a gift card.
Right.
But how do you get out of that? Like when you're at somebody's
that's why
house?
You don't open gifts in front of people. You say, I'll open this at home.
Right.
So because I'll fully do that. I'll be like, and they're just like, we just got you a card.
Or you see the money and you're like, you act like it's not there and you're like, I want to read this
card. I'm a drag queen, so I count.
Oh, you knew I loved daffodils. Oh my God, I'm going to save this one.
Right.
I'm going to save this card. And then you're like,
right.
Who is saving cards?
Right. Well, don't want to make someone feel uncomfortable either, because what if you're like, I hate daffodils.
Right.
And you're having dinner and you're like, I absolutely hate them.
Right.
And they're like sweating it because like, oh my God, I got her a daffodil card. So that's why you don't open gifts in front of people.
Ever. That's really, I mean, it really is a good way to go. Mm-hmm. It's a good philosophy to do that because you have no idea. And also, like, I don't know if you like it, but I'm not usually into, like, I don't like super scary surprises.
Right.
Or, like, pranks.
Also, I don't like to hide my disgust. Mm-hmm. Like, so, like, what if I hate your gift? Then I opened it in front of you. Now you know I hate your mail.
Right. Okay. Salutations, Delta and Miha. If you were to bring new life into this fire pit of a world, what would you name them? Oh, this is, we were just talking about this. Would you go the modern route and choose a name like Bidet, a traditional name like Joe, or possibly a name that could be hyphenated such as Barbara Jean or Harry Johnson? I love the podcast and wish you both a healthy, wealthy, and wholesome new year. Love and farts, Lucas from Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, I love something classic. So I like, I love like a name that could, you know, go for like male or female presenting person. So maybe like I love Presley, like as a woman's name or a man's name or an in-betweener.
What about Lorraine?
Lorraine would be sickening because if she decides like, oh, I'm going to be fish, then we're like, oh, Lauren. And then if it's like, oh, dude,
you'll Lorraine. Just be Lorenzo.
Lorraine. So.
Right.
Yeah.
That could actually be a drag king name. Lorenzo.
So.
I'm not mad at that.
Are you mad?
Why are you mad, though?
Are you serving the community like me?
I'm thinking of names that I like. I do think it's weird when people, like, start to name, like, their children super old lady names, like, from the 20s.
Like Delta.
Like Delta. Why did I not? Do you know that there's a singer named Delta Goodrem? But why am I not Delta Goodrem? Right? That, I would not be mad at that.
Right.
But you see, people are like, oh, my daughter Ethel.
Right. Ethel's, well, first of all, Ethel's going to be 400 pounds.
Right.
Because those are just names like Ethel.
Right.
Bertha. Susanna.
Stop it.
Patty. Like, Patty. Those are all like.
What? Also, why did the letter come in this? How did they get this here? This was for someone named George, because I do see a name on here. I'm not going to say
George or is it Jorge?
It's a George with a G. It's a G. It's a
George. Oh, I like that. See? That would be a sickening fragrance.
Yeah, Giorege.
Giorege. Oh, are you wearing George? Oh, see, well, that's how I know you're not.
Giorege.
Because if you paid for the price tag, you'll know it's Giorege.
What's a cheapy perfume that you like to wear?
There's a Jessica Simpson one that I really like.
Yeah.
I don't know the name of it. It's white and gold.
Is it the Fancy Love or something like that? Yeah.
She's real pretty, like daytime fish.
Uh-huh.
Maybe for like a brunch or like the cocktail hour after brunch.
See, I love that because I do the same thing. Whenever I go to brunch, I always wear like a body spray.
Because
I feel like people are eating and I don't want them choking on what I like to wear. Like, you know, my perfume is usually in the darkest color because it's just so strong. Like, I go with old school Youth Do by Estee Lauder and people are like, you smell like an old Mexican lady. And I'm like, well, that's because I am.
You are.
Yeah. And that's exactly what I want to smell like.
It's like vanilla, magnolia, tamales.
Yes. Right. Yes. Wait, you brought up tamales again, and now I'm thinking about it. I will eat a tamale, like, probably in 2 months. I'll start having a tamale again. But I like to have tamales. I like to have two tamales, and then I like to have, like, two, sometimes even three fried eggs with it.
I like to fry the tamale in the same pan as the egg and use the grease and get the outside of the tamale real crispy.
Right. I like that.
That's soft on the inside.
Do you do any like salt, pepper, ketchup? Some people do ketchup. I don't do ketchup on a tamale.
But who does ketchup?
Crazy people.
Those people are not well.
Yeah, they are not well.
The unwell.
They are the people who put ranch dressing on everything.
Ranch dressing is for salad.
You don't like it if you're going to be going like this to the dipping sauce. If you have to rip it, see, I can tell you get sick from it.
I'm sick thinking about it.
I know you are. I know you are. But like a house-made ranch, would you do ranch from Wingstop?
Well, yeah.
It's good. Yeah. But they make it there.
Yeah. I'll ask them, though. Sometimes I'll be like, oh, can I get it a little thicker?
Oh.
Uh-huh. I will. I ask for things like that. Like, even when I'm at Del Taco at the drive-thru,
wait,
I love
what kind of mayonnaise do you eat?
First of all, I don't do plastic mayonnaises because it changes the mayonnaise. So it has to be in a glass.
Do you like that? Do you like Miracle Whip? Mm-mm. Thank God. See, I almost thought you were going to say Miracle Whip, and I was like, God, I have to
Does Miracle Whip come in glass?
I don't know. I don't know.
I can't imagine someone sophisticated even dabbing that on
sophisticated
anything.
Sophisticated lady. Thank you for being here.
Lover. Thank you.
Celebrate my birthday. This is fun.
Wow. Since it is your birthday, and I'm so happy to be here. We have a little gift for you. A little
Oh, my God. It's so pretty.
I can tell you it's from Porto's.
This cake is delicious. It is lovely. It has some tart winter berries on it.
Is it giving Caucasian or Mexican?
You know, this is the thing. It's from Porto's.
Chicano.
Right?
No Cubans made that.
That's what I'm thinking. Mm,
Latinos, but Chicano.
But why is it like when you go to a lot of, like, where did I go the other day to eat? And everybody in there that's cooking.
Chicano.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Taste. Flavor.
Bitch, we ain't stealing nobody's jobs.
Girl.
We aren't stealing nobody's jobs. Nobody else wants to fucking do the jobs.
All right.
Surround yourself with people who want to work.
Surround yourself with people who want to eat.
Surround yourself with people who know how to bring glamorous cakes and gifts.
Surround yourself with drag queens that wear big hair and big titties.
Right. Surround yourself with friends who fucking get Oscar when they think about certain things.
Period. Surround yourself with girls that do not eat Miracle Whip.
Exactly. A million, jillion, jillion percent. Thank you for being here. This is fun. You are too much. Every time when I was like, will you come? You were like, hell yes, I will come.
Bitch.
I'm telling you, this bitch does not sacrifice for comfort at all.
Who needs to be comfort when you can be glamorous?
Where can people find Miha on social media?
At her name is Miha on anything that you can possibly find Miha. I'm not on everything because I don't like to be as accessible as some of the other girls like to make themselves.
Uh-huh.
But for the places you can find me, at her name is Miha.
Her name is Miha. Thank you so much for listening and watching Very Delta. Our show comes out every Monday. Subscribe to the Mom Podcast YouTube channel and turn on your notifications so you never miss an episode. And search for Very Delta on your favorite podcast apps to listen to the audio-only version if you can't handle all of this beauty. Oh, I mean, some people can't.
Some people
don't deserve access, just like you said.
I mean,
some people aren't rich.
Are you serving the community like
honey,
me?
Are you rich like we?
I mean.
Also, you can sign up for our premium offerings on Mom Plus Gold by visiting mompodcast.plus, where you get weekly episodes of more Very Delta. Also, don't forget to send all of your questions to readmedelta@gmail.com, and you can follow me on Instagram at DeltaWork.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a gnome or are you a noma?
Are you nomas?
Are you suffering from mesothelioma?
Oh to listen to Very Delta ad-free, a day early, and to get access to more Very Delta, sign up for Mom Plus Gold at mompodcast.plus. Very Delta is produced by Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom, hosted by Delta Work. Production supervision and engineering by Margot Padilla. Editing and post-production by Doug Robertson, with original theme music by Will Pitts. Executive produced by Willem, Alaska, Big Dipper, Camille Stennis, and Joe Cilio.
Is my shape giving, what is it, arachnid?
Arachnid.
Mom!
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.